It's the ERP Confab. I'm David Essex, industry editor at TechTarget's ERP website. Training people to use enterprise software is a perennial challenge, with organizations increasingly turning to e-learning technologies like on-demand videos and webinars. Another option is the Digital Adoption Platform, or DAP, a layer of software that embeds itself in an application and guides users in their daily tasks. Proponents say DAPs can streamline onboarding of new employees, accelerate training, and take some of the pressure off of tech support. Some organizations use DAPs to give a boost to their digital transformation initiatives. My guest, Krishna Dunturi, is founder and CEO of Apti, which makes DAPs designed to ease the adoption and daily use of enterprise software such as Salesforce, Workday, and Microsoft Dynamics ERP. In the podcast, he explains what a DAP does and how it works, outlines the most common use cases, and shares some success stories. Krishna, can you explain to our listeners what a digital adoption platform is and what it does?
Sure. A digital adoption platform, in a nutshell, it's a software itself, right? It's a software solution that helps enterprises get more value out of their software investments. For example, you know, Oracle, ServiceNow, Workday, you name it, you know, it could be custom homegrown enterprise app as well. Essentially, a digital adoption platform, as we call DAP, D-A-P, it's designed to enable employees to be onboarded faster and improve productivity. And we do all this with the use of software-based workflows, kind of like a GPS in your car, right? So you don't have to know exactly where to turn left, right, and stop, you know, and go, and we'll take care of all of that. By doing so, we, particularly in an enterprise environment, we reduce the need for continuous training and support and stuff, and we bring all that to the user in the application at the time of usage.
So based on what I've read on your website, it appears that Apti has a lot of use cases, including training, onboarding, and tech support, and a few others, I'm sure. Can you outline some of the more important ways that your customers typically use the platform?
Sure. The most obvious use case, David, is employee self-help and onboarding. This is where we can add a lot of value upfront. You know, as an example, let's say if there's a large, you know, manufacturing or retail company that's rolling out their big ERP or acquired a big business and merging hundreds and thousands of employees into, you know, their existing ERP. In a traditional sense, it's a huge undertaking in terms of training, onboarding, and making sure that the new users and the new employees know the basics of how to use the system, right? So to start with, the foundation. And once they understand how to interact with these new software applications, you know, how do you go about doing those things and following kind of the standard set of process on a day-to-day basis? So the way Apti is, think of it is like a overlay on top of any of these apps. So we sit on top of these apps at the browser level and the mobile app level, and we literally handhold the users to get up to speed with the new applications, right? So you have a new procurement manager who is getting onboarded into an ERP, has not used this system in the past. Traditional method is, you know, you put that manager through a training, sometimes classroom training, web training, and whatnot. So you can replace all of that with Apti. So this procurement manager, in our example, let's call him John. John can simply log into the ERP. Apti recognizes that it's a new user coming in for the first time, welcomes with a message, and Apti already has the knowledge what are all the onboarding lessons or trainings that John should take, and we'll walk John through all of those trainings. And all this is happening in your real system, so there's absolutely no productivity loss, right? So, you know, John can start working and interacting with the system on day one, significantly cutting down on the ramp up time, right? So that's one of the main use cases that we do, you know, in the initial phases when we go to a customer. Once we do that, David, right, at some point you have done enough, now your users are familiar with how to use your system. It's like, you know, you move to a new place, you probably will use the GPS in your car for the first, you know, a month or two to get familiar yourself. After that, you don't really need that. But what you do need is every time you want to get on the road, maybe a traffic information, which path is clear, what path, you know, should you take to reach your destination faster and safer and all that stuff. So similarly, when we have started working in this field, a lot of studies that we have conducted, it was very clear that it's actually the more mature users in any company that actually don't follow the process all the time, because you know they know how to use it, right? So in that case, people not following a standard set of processes often leads to, you know, productivity losses and efficiency losses and stuff. So Apti is very, very, very good at making sure that people are doing what they are supposed to do every time they interact with the system, right? If an invoice need to be reviewed line by line and all those things should be checked, we'll ensure that people are doing it and we'll prompt them. If they're doing any mistake, we'll basically nudge them on the screen itself to do the right thing.
When your PR rep pitched our conversation to me, she mentioned that Apti is also a digital transformation tool for some customers. And so I'm wondering, can you give some examples of customers who we can really see their digital transformation strategies have been helped by using Apti? And I'm referring here to companies that were really expressly following a digital transformation strategy as opposed to just trying to make some other incremental improvements through automation.
100%. I have a great example for you. You know, I probably won't name the company by name, but you know, it's not that difficult to find. So one of the big beauty supplies company is actually our customer. They've been using Apti for a few years now. We're very fortunate and very happy to be partnering with them. This happened about a few years ago. So at the time they started a 5-year complete digital overhaul or digital transformation project, right? So they work with hundreds and thousands of independent beauty consultants and, you know, vendors, users, but not necessarily tech savvy, come from several different continents and countries and different languages and all that stuff. So one of the big challenges that they had was, you know, they had to deal with 28 different countries, therefore, you know, at least that many languages, if not more, of people who are not necessarily technically savvy. And these are the people who had to register themselves as vendors, you know, get them up to speed on how to put, you know, bulk orders and stuff, and then, you know, process returns and discounts and, you know, coupons and all that stuff, and then constantly keep them up to date on what new beauty products are coming and stuff. So it was a huge undertaking for this company to manage all that. So they started this big digital transformation plan, you know, and one of that is, look, we have too many systems. Every country has different system, every language has different system, every business line has different system. We have to consolidate all of this, bring it under one platform, one major platform. And at the same time, as we are doing this, this is going to cause huge disruption, and we gotta ensure that all of these users have a very simple but very effective way to get onboarded and also get help to use this new consolidated system. So that's exactly where Apti was plugged in. We at the time we were actually pretty small, and we were very fortunate, you know, we went through an RFP and we won the deal to help as part of this big digital transformation you know, project. And sure enough, you know, we scaled pretty well, and we were an essential key ingredient of this entire digital transformation initiative. And now looking back almost 4 years, we are glad that we were able to cause a tremendous change, in the sense that now they have a consolidated method where they can onboard any of their users across the world, you know, within minutes. That used to take sometimes days, if not weeks. And no matter what language, the local language or local configuration of the system that the user has to, go through, Apti is there on the screen helping them in their local language and helping them through, you know, work with any of these systems. So that was a huge, huge success for us.
Are there any features of your platform that you think really differentiate it from your competitors?
Definitely a few. One of the biggest difference, I would say, again, at the core of it, any digital adoption platform, you know, if you have to be qualified as a digital adoption platform, you have to do a basic thing, right? So you have to be able to create, you know, the self-guidance walkthroughs and on-screen workflows and, you know, help users at the time of their need while they're live in the system. So these are, you know, call it as basic 101 of any digital adoption platform. We do it, you know, a few of our competitors do the same as well. But where we specialize and therefore differentiate as well, David, is our focus is on enterprise applications. This is where the complexity of adoption, the complexity of basically the implementations and the engagements and the business process complexities are way deeper than what you would find, you know, with some of the applications at the lower end. So lucky enough that, you know, the background that I come from before starting this journey, I used to run a boutique service integrator firm where we were specializing in implementing enterprise software for large companies. So we know, you know, how large companies roll out their software and how big of a challenge to bring, you know, hundreds and thousands of users into a single platform and make them go through what they have to go through to, you know, understand and follow the processes. So we took all of our learnings and then packaged that into a very simple solution under the DAP. So when it comes to enterprise digital adoption platform, we probably are way ahead of any of the competitors because we specialize working with complex systems.
ServiceNow is one of the major platforms that I saw listed along with Microsoft Dynamics, Workday, and I think some others. And I've talked to the ServiceNow folks over the years quite a bit and seen some demos. And outside of their ITSM, you know, the original IT help desk function, they've taken their platform famously and added a lot of capabilities, workflows, and like basically like a new UI for people to have on top of their enterprise applications. And so since you at Apti work with ServiceNow and their platform, it almost seems like a layer on top of a layer. So I'm wondering if you can explain a little bit how Apti works specifically with the ServiceNow platform.
Again, ServiceNow, a great enterprise software platform with several functions there, right? It's not just ITSM, but you know they have project management and pretty much like an ERP, they have a software solution now for any enterprise function that you can think of. So the way we work with, in this case, ServiceNow, but any similar platform is we sit on the customer side, right? So there's a big bank that's rolling out ServiceNow for their ITSM, for project management and enterprise resource management and stuff. So the customer would be the one, you know, to engage us or to buy us as their adoption solution. Because anytime what happens, David, is any of these larger companies buying this off-the-shelf, you know, enterprise applications, they still have to go through a lot of customization, right? So they'll customize it to suit to their business processes and their day-to-day needs and their operations and their SOPs and stuff. And those are the ones their end users need to know. Those are the ones that end users really need to understand on how to interact and how to operationalize it and make sure that, you know, they're following the process every time they engage. So that interaction can be tremendously impacted by Apti sitting as a overlay on the customer side, right? So again, you know, let's say if you are an employee of one of these, you know, large banks who is rolling out ServiceNow, the large bank would first go and almost complete the implementation of ServiceNow, and at the time of go live, Apti is then added on top of ServiceNow. Now, when you think of an overlay, you are not really interacting with Apti as a separate application. We literally sit on top of it from an end user point of view. It's so transparent that you wouldn't even notice it, right? So you still log into ServiceNow just like how you would do on a daily basis. And when you are within ServiceNow, let's say you are, you know, take ITSM, you're opening a service ticket and there are a bunch of fields that you need to complete before you submit the ticket. Where Apti would be jumping in is as you are actually entering the value, you know, and some data into those fields, let's say you made a mistake of not entering the right department code. Now the department code field might not be a required field by the system, right? So because they're not going to be able to configure 50 different screens for 50 different departments. But for the type of ticket that you're opening, if a department code is mandatory, Apti would know that. Apti would then immediately highlight that field and show you a department code is mandatory. Okay, and that personalization can be configured with almost like a low code, no code situation, but you as an end user, you wouldn't feel like you're interacting with two different systems. You're just working with ServiceNow and, you know, for all practical purposes, ServiceNow is the one that's telling you, hey, you need to enter this value. or you know, you go try to submit and you forgot to, you know, tag something else or you know, do another update or something, it'll immediately tell you. In some cases, right before when you are about to hit save, it'll prompt you that verify everything and you're still missing these three fields. And those are all can be personalized through Apt interface.
Now you mentioned low code, no code. So I'm wondering if you could drill down a little more into how the platform works in the sense of what companies need to do to get it operational. And I've seen references to content creation on your website. So it sounds to me like there is some of that kind of work that goes on to actually get Apti set up appropriately for the specific application.
So we usually work with two different type of personas on the customer side, right? A preferred persona where we have seen a lot of success is somebody from the business application side. Right? So whoever owns the business application, a BA or somebody who understands the business well. Like if we are working with, for example, for a CRM, usually somebody from RevOps would be good, right? Because these are the people who set up their CRM, who understand all the sales processes and stuff. And all what they need to do, David, they don't have to be technical. They don't have to really understand any of the coding or development or anything like that. We give them what we call as an Apti Studio, which is again a web interface where they can simply open, let's take as an example of Salesforce. Right? So they basically open Salesforce and our studio will be available for them. And they can just go and simply record these processes that they expect the users to follow, right? How do you create a lead? How do you create an opportunity? And how do you come back and update the opportunity on a daily, weekly basis? Or how do you create a new price book? Or how do you review and approve the code? Whatever the business processes that you have, you can just simply go and record it. And Apti now has all that content, right? You know, this is what we call as content. And sometimes you can go and you can apply some additional validations, you know, right? You know, for example, let's say you may have your sales team coming from Europe and US and the process probably slightly different, you know, how they deal with opportunities and all. So you can say, you know, once you start creating an opportunity, if a European sales representative comes, this is the path they got to take versus a US representative comes. This is a slightly different path. No matter what it is, you just simply drag and drop and then, you know, do it once so Apti knows it. And then once you publish this to the end users, now anytime an end user goes and tries to do this workflow, we are then and there to help them step by step if they really, you know, need that navigational help. That's one. But let's assume that there are more advanced users who don't necessarily need the step-by-step instructions because they do know how to find their way, but they probably still need a validation as they're actually filling up the data if they're doing it right or not. So that also can be implemented through Apti. So again, you know, in a nutshell, to do that, you really don't need any technical knowledge or anything like that, but you do need to be a SME for the application that you are creating the content for. You do really need to understand how this application works for your business.
I understand also that Apti can help with change management. So how can Apti or any digital adoption platform help employees overcome their aversion to change?
I'll probably take an example and explain how we help and then kind of, you know, get from there to a more generalized answer. We have a big bank as one of our clients and also a big department, educational department of a country, not the US, outside of the US, also as a customer. One of the big challenge for this bank was they have implemented Apti as a digital adoption companion to their outward facing application, right? So they have these vendors, they have this, you know, obviously loan borrowers and all. They log into this application, but they don't come in very often, right? So they come once in a month, they come once in a quarter or some. There are some users who come regularly to do what they have to do. And they also have a lot of middle agents that help these banks to process the loans and stuff and third parties. And bank, obviously, you know, we all know they constantly have updates, right? You know, policies change and new rules kick in and there's probably compliance changes that they need to keep on publishing. So prior to Apti, it was a huge challenge for them, A, to ensure that all the audience, all the end users who are supposed to be receiving these changes are receiving, and there's some kind of acknowledgement, which was a very big problem. They used to send, you know, emails, you know, yellow mails, postal mails, all that, but there was really no confirmation from for them that yes, these changes or these proposed changes have actually reached the end audience. So therefore, let's say they announced a new policy in January, and they would field some basic support questions even in June, right? Because that means there's a user, there's a group of users who have not even come to the system in 5 months, and then now they're coming after 5 months, and they're like, oh, okay, we don't recognize this, or we didn't know we gotta do this, something like that. With Apti though, there are a couple of different ways you can do it. So the one of the easiest way that we solved the problem for this this particular customer is we have a feature called change announcement, right? So essentially, you can announce the change like as a notification, as a pop-up onto the screen itself, right? And then you can also do offline announcement. It'll send the email, text, everything you want. But if the user comes to the system to do anything, even to check their login, even to check their balance or whatever, it'll immediately show to them on their screen that there is a change in this budget process or whatever it is, and then not only announce it, get their acknowledgement that they have, you know, seen this, also show them what the change is, right? So you can configure it in such a way that, oh, there is a change for this policy, which you have told me, now acknowledge that there's a change to the policy, but at the same time, I can also go and see what is this new policy is. If it is actually some action they need to take, it will configure the action, you know, and help the user to complete the action. If it's something that they have to read and acknowledge, we do it. It sounds, in a way, simple, but this one particular solution, the bank has told us that it has saved them almost about 1,000 hours, close to, you know, a year in support, and probably close to about $1 million, $2 million in just fielding those support questions to third parties and stuff. So again, the impact, you know, obviously you can multiply that impact with any of the change management.
There's a lot of e-learning options out now. In fact, I've written about this. TechTarget's done quite a bit of coverage on it. And so I'm wondering, if you're running an e-learning or learning and development department or strategy for a company, why is this a better way to train employees on how to use the software they need for their jobs than, say, in-person, maybe like old school training or online training courses, or even short YouTube videos and things like that?
See, there's a fundamental flaw in the traditional L&D and e-learning, dude, right? And it's a big, bold statement when I, you know, the way I'm making it, because, you know, it's a huge, huge market out there, and companies rely on L&D and e-learning and web-based learning quite a lot. So for us to make the statement that we're making, that, you know, there's a fundamental, you know, flaw, there has to be enough data to back it. And fortunately, there is enough data to back it. So we're not here to claim that we will completely replace L&D, but we can essentially replace the web-based learning or e-learning as it was in existence, or it's in existence from the past, you know, 2 decades or so. What do I mean by that? Learning is very, very personal. And adults, you know, like you and me, professionals, we all learn by actually doing it, not just, you know, going through recorded trainings and simulation and all. It'll help you a little bit, but there are many, many, many studies that have been done that if you actually force or ask the users rather to go and sit in, like, you know, 10, 20, you know, or so hours of e-learning, most of the users forget most of what they learn within 30 days. They need a refresher, you know, and they need to be able to go back and do it again. So that's one big fundamental flaw in the traditional way of doing the learning. The other thing is, usually learning, because of the effort that it requires and because of, you know, the complexity, you know, that it has, it's most of the time it's a broad stroke, a paint, right? So like you have thousands of users, you're not going to be able to create 50 different flavors of training. You will pick whatever is the most applicable and then you want to train, you know, the users. But more and more, you know, the processes that we are seeing within the companies and all are very specific to that particular department, that particular application, that particular group, that particular region. So there's so many different varieties and flavors and different versions of these workflows and processes. A traditional learning will force you to go through a broad stroke, which doesn't necessarily, you know, cover the exact specifics of what are entailed for your role. And that personalization can easily be achieved by a DAP, right? So call it personalization, call it userization, but you can essentially, you know, almost like if you have 20,000 users, you can create that many different varieties of personal onboarding and all without spending the effort that you need to. And that's the beauty of DApps, because it sits live in the system, in a production system with you, and it helps you at the time of execution as it understands who you are as a user and what you're supposed to do in the system.
I've also done some writing on employee experience, and I know from some of that research and talks, interviews I did, that the digital employee experience is a big part of the overall employee experience, which of course also includes things that are like cultural and physical space and all that. And it seems like digital adoption platforms can be an important tool in improving the employee experience. In what ways would you say that is the case?
It is. It is definitely the case. And Gartner came up with a study very recently, I believe it was last year, and essentially said that by 2026, 80% of the enterprises will have some form of digital adoption platform baked into their employee experience, right? And again, that's it. That's again a huge statement coming from, you know, Gartner and other big analyst firms out there, because they have seen the need that the technology has advanced quite a lot, David, over the last two decades. What used to be a SaaS evolution, we have now already come to a SaaS overload. Companies have too much software, right? There are too many tools to do the same thing, right? So, you know, what used to be big giant, you know, one big software that does 100 different functions, you probably have 50 different tools that are now dividing those functions, right? So take sales and revenue function of a company as a good example. There's probably 20 different tools, right? I mean, you know, we are still a very small company. We are using 10 different tools, right? You know, there's something for outreach, there's something for this, something for that, there's something for automation and all. And on an average, what we have noticed, David, is a typical enterprise employee today is using at least 5 to 7 different applications to get their job done, okay? So therefore, that employee, you know, experience of reducing the pain for them, reducing the friction for them, and also provide an ecosystem where they can seamlessly switch between these applications and systems to get the job done. There's a reason why there are, you know, multiple varieties of system, because each of these tools bring their own way of solving the problem, their own way of helping the users. But at the same time, if you don't have a proper adoption tool in terms of improving the employee experience, you're only going to create more friction. So therefore, a solution like a DAP that basically sits as one UX and one UI for these enterprise employees, and allow them to easily switch between applications. You know, for example, you might have to start something in ServiceNow, right? And then you might have to go to Oracle to do something else, and then finish your process in Workday to do something else. So a digital adoption platform like Apti seamlessly will take the user through that workflow, right? It will launch these other applications as part of your workflow, so you don't have to worry about remembering how to go, where to go, what form to use, and which, you know, button to click and all. We can configure all that, and then therefore improving the employee digital experience overall.
What kinds of evidence do you have, either statistical or anecdotal, that shows that Apti is really making a difference in user adoption, or maybe even some of the other goals that your customers have had?
Oh, we have a lot. You know, we conduct ROI studies quite a lot with our customers. We do it in two phases. One is at the time of implementation, or even as part of the sales process. you know, we really want to understand that we can actually, you know, make a difference. And the reason why I kept emphasizing enterprise since the beginning of our conversation, David, is, you know, in our early days when we first started selling the solution about, you know, almost 4.5 years ago or 5 years ago, we sold it to anybody and everybody, right? We sold it to, you know, small, medium companies and companies that have users, like 100 users, 200 users, bought a software. They thought they had an adoption problem and needed a digital adoption solution. We quickly came to a conclusion that if there is not a significant size of users working in complex enterprise applications, you don't really need an adoption problem, you know, solution. You just need a training solution that you can do anything, right? So you can use your, you know, your existing ones or anything. But when you have complex enterprise, you know, systems that have complex business processes that span across multiple departments and stuff, then it's very, very, very critical and also easy for us to actually establish the case that, okay, so if you have 5,000 users that are using 4 major enterprise systems, how much time and money you're spending on training, how much time and money you're spending on the support and ongoing support and change management and all. And then we started taking the baseline and then we started doing some of that or all of that through Apti, and then we basically show that, you know, for example, we have a large manufacturing, you know, company based out of, you know, Japan and with offices all over the US and everywhere else. Prior to Apti, they were, just for one of their application workday, they were spending about almost 800 plus hours through a third party just answering L1, L2 supports, you know, queries. With Apti, within about 6 to maybe 9 months, David, we were able to reduce that to less than 10%, right? Because we essentially use the data that we have, like what are these things that users commonly ask, you know, and for Workday, it's basic questions. Where do I check my pay stub? How do I submit my timesheet? How do I do my, you know, how do I add, you know, dependents to my benefits? Or how do I make changes to my payroll deductions? These are always the questions. And every time they have to go through support, somebody has to go to a Zoom and show them and all that. We essentially eliminated all of that, right? And then onboarding costs and training costs. And the fact that, you know, every time they have a change, they have to again go through this training and all. And we have completely eliminated the need for that. That resulted in, overall, I think with Apti being there for about 3 years for this customer, we saved about $7 to $8 million.
AI, especially generative AI tools like ChatGPT, seem to be infiltrating and transforming almost every major type of enterprise application. Are you using AI in Apti, or are you planning to?
We are. It's in the roadmap. We have started basically adding some of the basic features of generative AI, especially the GPT side of it, right? So in Apti today, we have a function, David, where, again, as you can imagine, any of the large companies, there's several different knowledge bases, right? So, you know, for a typical employee, sometimes it's so difficult for them to find what they're looking for because there are so many sources, right? The information is stored in so many different places and different versions of it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you probably have to go through 5 different things just to extract to understand what is that, you know, that you're looking for. So that GPT side of it, like the fact that we can source through all of these different knowledge bases and provide a summarized, simple, you know, search to text, search to even speech kind of ability through digital adoption platform is something that, you know, we are rolling out pretty soon. We're very excited about it. In the future, as we move, there are quite a few interesting aspects of generative AI, because as you can imagine, all of these big companies are coming up with their own generative AI version, you know, to automate certain things and to provide knowledge bases and stuff. While it's exciting, and there's, again, you know, there's the fundamental problem of a user having to interact with multiple systems, right? Sometimes the task may be as simple as, hey, I just need to log into Salesforce and change the status of my opportunity. That's all I need to do. But the overall process of logging in, you know, going through multi-factor authentication, finding my opportunity, filtering and changing the field and updating a couple of notes and all, because it takes a few minutes and I have to do it in, you know, 3-4 different systems for small tasks, that's what deters people, right? You know, that's why, you know, procrastination happens. Using generative AI, Apti is solving that problem, right? So we are going to provide a simple one experience. We are calling it as 1X, where you don't have to go into any of these systems. You can easily context switch and then complete any of these basic tasks. We're not replacing those systems, but pretty evident in our studies that most of the enterprise employees use the systems 60% of the time for mundane tasks that they, you know, can finish in seconds. But they dread the process of going through these systems, and we are changing that, and generative AI is going to play a huge role in that.
It seems pretty clear that, you know, generative AI is really going to sort of supercharge what you're already doing, which is already pretty impressive. Well, Christian, I appreciate your taking the time today and coming on the podcast. It's been an interesting discussion.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.